one final journey for the British drivers and their vehicles. After major delays and obstructions in Egypt, this morning the convoy finally set off for the Rafah crossing, with the objective of delivering its aid to Gaza. The previous day had seen disagreements between convoy organizers and Egyptian authorities flare up into a violent confrontation, resulting in the vehicles being barricaded in by police. So it was almost with a sense of disbelief that the entire convoy of over 100 British vehicles moved towards the Rafah crossing, with the exception of the now famous fire engine and boat, which had been prevented from passing through, as the Egyptian government insisted they travel through an Israeli border crossing instead. Nevertheless, as the Brits crossed the final hurdle, they were overwhelmed by excited Palestinians, some of whom had been awaiting their arrival for more than 5 hours.
But the joy in our hearts as we enter this land of heroes, were embraced by heroes, is difficult to put into words.
And as the vehicles drove along Gaza's roads, they were met with grim reminders of why the mission had been initiated in the first place. But there was a real sense of accomplishment felt by the volunteers who'd set off from London on February the 14th.
It's been well worthwhile. The journey that we've had to strive through is nothing in comparison to what these people have had to endure for the last month or two. And we still hear they've been perpetually being bombed. And it's just looking at the people, look at their smiling faces, and despite what they've gone through, they're here, out on the streets.
Residents of the battered and beleaguered Gaza Strip flooded onto the streets, clearly overjoyed at the expression of solidarity, which had travelled 5,000 miles to make its point. 3 weeks of toil and struggle have culminated in this historic occasion. Despite all the obstacles placed in its path, the Viva Palestina aid convoy has made it to its final destination. Hassan Ghani, Press TV, Gaza.